Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Prutz.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host and pet expert in the studio, Rick Prutz. Welcome back to the studio, Rick.
Hey, Lee.
Hey, it's good to see you again, Rick. We've got a really interesting show this week. It's about a topic. I know this will amaze you, but I know almost nothing about it. And as a pet expert, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, well, let's have a show about it.
Well,
what is it?
Lee? That's the good news, is it? If you didn't know about it before, you're sure going to know about it after. And that's the topic of sugar gliders, which are a marsupial, as I understand it.
And this particular show will be basically an audience slam dunk as far as interest, because it captivates all the reasons why we need to be on the radio show. They're the most adorable little creatures. You fall in love with them as soon as you see them. And because of that, they're the very kind of pet that we need to know a whole lot more about if we're thinking about getting one, to make sure that's the kind of pet that we really, really want.
Right. Well, and they are popular because they were just featured on the Today Show very recently, and they are cute creatures. But I got to tell you, that name is what intrigued me the most, because for whatever reason, it made me just start to feel a combination of hungry and adventurous, and I couldn't figure out why. But bottom line is, they certainly do attract a lot of attention, and they really are amazing looking creatures.
Well, and they attract our attention. And maybe 10, 15 years ago, we thought, when we really started getting into the more exotic small animal pets, we started with them and brought them in as pets, and quickly realized that they don't make a really good pet store pet, in that, you know, when they're in the store, sometimes certain animals, whether they're birds or otherwise, or even a lot of the reptiles, it can actually be a good thing to be in a social setting like ours. But for this particular animal and their timid nature as far as, you know, the outside world, they really need to bond with somebody, and bond with somebody when they're in a young, impressionable age. And bonding with our staff members just doesn't make a lot of sense, and you can't just leave them in their cage. You need to kind of get them out, move them around and whatnot. So we sell all the supplies for sugar gliders, and we have certainly cages that'll work well and appropriate diets and such. But we stay away from the sugar glider just because they really aren't where you need to go to a pet. So that's what's great about this particular show, is that it actually will kind of connect you with the breeders network of sugar gliders. So if you ever wanted to get a sugar glider, these are the people you want to talk to make sure that's the right choice. And if it is the right choice, I'll bet you they'll have lots of sugar gliders, both rescued sugar gliders and probably baby sugar gliders, that one might be able to get one.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And in addition to talking to the breeders of sugar gliders, we're also going to speak with a lady who actually came from Detroit, started with bully breed dogs, and evolved into doing research on sugar gliders, and spends all of her time working with them, and is just coming up with fascinating information on what these animals are like and what are some of the misconceptions that the world has about them.
Well, this is kind of interesting, because it kind of reminds me of a few parallel experiences that I've seen in the hobby. In her situation, she had an expertise that was not to be shy with scientific data, and then saw an absolute void spot in the fact that nobody was grabbing and doing research on these things. Kind of reminds me back maybe 12, 13 years ago, I met a woman in the saltwater puffer field. And this is a woman that was in prenatal, natal nursing where for humans. And she got passionate about puffers. And before you knew it, within like literally a within 3 or 4 years with the aid of the internet, she literally was the definitive expert on puffer dentistry as well as puffer treatments that are now used today. This some 13 years ago, it's throughout the entire United States and world. If you're going to own a puffer and his teeth outgrow, this is the lady you want to talk to.
Wow. And I guess I can see that combination going from women who are pregnant into puffer fish. So I guess I can't.
Well, come on, Lee.
I guess I can see that progression to some degree, but it is fascinating when these folks do go through and really dedicate their lives to bringing information out. And what's really fascinating is she's doing research, unfortunately, after these animals have passed on, so that their death is not in vain. They actually help in terms of creating future life so that creatures who are still alive can live a better life.
Yeah, that's a great philosophy to go by. And like any time you have, if there is something, you know, a lost animal is a lost animal, but it's not lost information. And to use that to prevent others from having that same problem, you know, that's exactly what we need more of. And, yeah. And I'm sure this woman has a heart of gold.
Oh, absolutely right. And again, the important thing that we talk about so often on the show, and I hope that our audience will get this message again this week, is that you need to do your research in advance when you get a pet, because this is not a short-term decision. And if you make the wrong decision, it has serious implications on the network of people that have to deal with it and care for these animals. So you really do want to research and understand what you're getting. You can't just let a cute face attract you to an animal without knowing what am I going to be in for behaviorally, nutritionally, environmentally, when it comes to properly caring for these creatures.
And that's fantastic about today's culture. We have a whole new world of communication. You're not going to probably want to hook up to a sugar glider without communicating with somebody. And with the aid of the internet and these initiative groups for sugar gliders, there's an endless amount of opportunity to kind of do your research and learn and share and experience first before you even think about getting a sugar glider, just to make sure this is the right kind of pet for you.
Right. And that's the beautiful thing, is I understand that this network is talking on the internet all the time. So today you're going to get the network of people you want to talk to. So if your interest is sugar gliders, we have the show for you right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses.